now headed to the ring from Orlando, Florida, at a combined weight of, what, really? Never mind. The Top Rope Wrestling Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. I am Rick, and Drew is over there in his chair.
I'm here. You sure it's not the Top Rope Radio?
I'm sure it's not Top Rope Radio. I've done that a couple times in the past couple weeks, but, you know, it happens. Whatever. We're a Top Rope Wrestling Podcast.
Yes.
I made sure. I had to concentrate on it this time to make sure that I got it right.
I really, like, we recently did an interview, and really expected you to drop a Hacksaw Jim Dugan. during the interview.
So, we're just kind of BSing today. We're talking about wrestling and things that have been going on recently, and nothing.
It's a wrestling podcast.
It is a wrestling podcast.
Talk about wrestling.
I mean, occasionally we talk about pop culture and wrestling.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
match people up to music and
movies and yeah, you know, whatever. So I heard you had a fanboy moment recently. a fanboy for someone you shouldn't be fanboying for.
Shameful moment I had. So I went to, a little while back, I went to the NXT, and I've been waiting to bring this up for a while, but I went to the NXT prior to Survivor Series, and this was a strategic move. I bought tickets about, Whenever they went to Saudi Arabia and came back, and
yes,
they didn't have enough people for SmackDown, so they brought everyone to NXT and called it The Invasion.
Correct.
And I was like, I think it was the following Monday, I was like, you know what? When it gets to that NXT before Survivor Series, some WWE guys are showing up there. Like, it's going to happen. So I took a chance and I bought some tickets to it, hoping that that would happen, and damn it if I didn't get a damn good show. Becky Lynch showed up. I got to see her wrestle. Like, pretty much, you know, you've been in Full Sail.
Oh, yeah.
Small, right in front of your face.
There's no way of getting away from.
Yeah. Like, there's no mistaking who it is. Not like you could put me in the top of the Amway Center and fucking put someone out there that looks close enough to Hulk Hogan. I'll be like, yeah, I guess that's him.
Yeah, exactly. You know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah. But long story short, the last segment, and the energy was high in the building that day, and I had worked all day, and I was just riding a high. not induced by anything. Just a
natural high.
Yeah. And so I'm watching, and there's one man on this podcast that I always claim I don't hate him. I just
don't like him.
Don't think his character suits him, and I don't see what the hype is with him. He's a very good wrestler, but I just don't see why people loved him so much.
Right.
As a good guy. As a bad guy, he's awesome. Well, that man, Seth Rollins, comes out, to which normally I would just sit there, and I think he came out to square off against Adam Cole. Normally, I'm cheering for Adam Cole against anyone because I love that dude.
Right.
But just something about the fact that he is like a mega star
made you mark out.
And he's right there, like 2 feet in front of me, about to wrestle. So he starts stomping his foot and doing the burn it down. And I am shamelessly chanting burn it down. Just shamelessly chanting, like, to the point where I lost my voice. Screaming, burn it down. At full, like, at my job.
Right. So, yeah. You
had a mark moment.
You did. You were in love with a Seth Rollins at that point in time.
Plus, the dude I went with is, like, really into wrestling, too. So, we were doing all the chants together and stuff. And it was fun.
So, my wrestling story is a little different, at least today's. I have been absent from wrestling. Like, I literally have not. I watched most of this week's NXT. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance to watch any AEWs. You know, I've just, like, I've been so busy with everything going on with work and travel and everything else. I should have been watching it when I was on the road, but I didn't because we were watching movies instead.
Well, back over Thanksgiving, I was behind a week, and I ended up watching two AEWs on a Saturday back to back.
How'd that go over?
I mean, it's a lot to watch.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It was during a week where, like, that started, let's say it started with Raw.
Right.
Then I went to the NXT taping. Then I watched SmackDown on Friday. Then Saturday I watched TakeOver.
Right.
Then Sunday I watched Survivor Series.
I will say I have not watched Survivor Series or TakeOver. And TakeOver was supposed to be badass.
TakeOver was fucking phenomenal.
I heard it was amazing.
Which I did want to talk to you about someone.
Okay.
Who was in the crowd that you constantly bring up on this freaking program.
Okay.
Which,
I heard about this.
So it took me a minute to realize what was going on, like why this was of any significance.
Right.
I'm just like, I hear that fucking name all the time. Like, what's the big deal? So
apparently it happened by accident.
Have you seen the spot?
I haven't seen the spot. Well, I know. Yeah.
Okay,
I've seen the spot.
Adam Cole takes a little tumble.
A little tumble. Yeah.
to end that takeover match. And they pan,
probably one of the most badass spots I have ever seen.
And they pan over to the crowd, and Mauro Ranallo mentions, like, oh, that's his girlfriend, Britt Baker.
Okay.
Dr. Britt Baker. And I was like, okay, so what? And then the next day I'm reading, like, you know, oh, they didn't mean to have the camera on or this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, the fuck does it fucking matter? It's his girlfriend. She's a wrestler. So, oh. Then it dawned on me, I'm watching NXT, which in my head registers as indie wrestling.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, what the fuck is the big deal? And I'm like, oh wait, this is WWE. She's an AEW.
Yep. So, well, apparently, basically, what I was reading was the cameraman didn't know, and the TD didn't know, the technical director didn't know. So they switched the camera to a lady who was basically crying in the crowd. And when they went, they had to recognize her at that point in time. Like, it was one of those ones where
Mauro said it right away.
Right. It was just like, but they all knew that she was there, and I guess trying to keep her off camera or whatever. And then the cameraman's there, TD switches to her, and Mauro has to say something.
Yeah.
You know, so they could have just said, I don't know. I don't even know exactly how it was called, but yeah, they could have said his girlfriend.
That's it. That's all. They didn't say her name.
Oh, okay.
You just said, that's Adam Cole's girlfriend looking concerned.
Yeah, which just happens to be Britt Baker.
And then they got the camera off of her.
Right.
Which the director was probably like, get that fucking camera off of her.
I've been on the other side of that call before.
I've been in many a control room while a director's losing their fucking mind.
I've been on the other side of the camera. Apparently, if you don't pan or if you don't push fast enough to somebody's face, after you're told not to move the camera and keep it centered on something, you know, whatever. I guess it's up to what the producer wants, not what they tell you.
My internship is where I spent the most time, like in like a control studio.
Right.
And the director there, nicest guy in the world for, say I'd have to work 16 hours a day, nicest guy in the world for 15 hours a day, has to direct the show, motherfucker.
Like, you know the guy who went off on me, so yeah. His name starts with an R. Actually, okay. Same first name as I have.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Rick. You know... It was a golf channel. Yeah.
Oh.
So, he went off
hockey
on me.
Hockey guy.
Yes. Okay. So he went off on me. Very nice guy normally. But
questionable.
Well, but yeah, he was he was always nice to me. But yeah, second that he wanted something that I wasn't going fast enough for, it was,
I was not finished telling you about all the wrestling I watched.
I
just made it to Friday SmackDown after.
Correct.
So I'm going to review it once again. We have Monday Night Raw, the Wednesday NXT taping I went to. I recorded the AEW, Friday Night SmackDown, TakeOver, Survivor Series, Monday Night Raw. two days minus wrestling because I just couldn't fucking take it anymore. And then I watched SmackDown on Friday, and then I watched the two episodes of AEW that Saturday, completing like a freaking 18 hours of watching wrestling in like 12 days.
That's ridiculous. And like, I'll put it on in the background while I'm working.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'll have it on and I'll glance over at it or whatever on my second or third monitor. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, I'll go ahead and do that. And I just, I honestly have been so busy, I can't even do that.
Well,
so.
Raw has been, and I say unfortunately, not really unfortunately, because I like to fast forward. I don't like to sit there on a Monday night when I have to be up at 6 in the morning and watch 3 hours of wrestling.
It's, Raw is ridiculous at 3 hours, by the way.
So it's been exceptionally good the last 2 weeks, so I haven't been able to fast forward as much, which is kind of annoying.
Right.
And SmackDown, the fucking one on Friday night that I could just watch the whole thing even if it sucks.
Right.
Has done exactly that the last few weeks.
It sucked?
Just blown. And I watched a little bit of last... I watched a little bit of this week's NXT because I was flipping between that and the Magic game.
Cashizono, we don't know when this is going to air, so, but for this previous week, they had Cashizono. That was a good.
Yeah, he was on. That was.
I haven't been watching NXT Europe, and I didn't even realize that he was over on NXT Europe. So, yeah, that was an interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting thing for me, just because I'm a very casual wrestling watcher.
Yeah.
In my youth, I was not, but there's just far too much wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of far too much wrestling, NWA, and did you see the whole Jim Cornette thing?
I tried to listen to what he said. I couldn't quite gather what he was saying. It wasn't nice.
No. It was fairly racist. I'm trying to think of the... It didn't come across as that he was trying to be racist. It was just racist.
Yeah.
Like, you know how your grandpa says something that you're like, yeah. Yeah, that's what happened there. And I'm just trying to find what his remarks exactly were.
You know what's driving me crazy? And again, we know this isn't going to air for a while, so this will be old news by then. Is that WWE's doing that house show this Sunday. And I am too lazy to go to it. But it is the best chance I will get to see The Fiend.
Right. Okay, so he said, Trevor Murdoch is mad, bad, and dangerous. He's the only man I know that can strap a bucket of fried chicken on his back and ride his motor scooter across Ethiopia.
And who is this he's talking about?
Trevor Murdoch, who is an African-American gentleman.
Okay, so that's not cool.
So, yeah. Oh, actually, no, he's not. He's a white dude. But whatever.
Still,
like, yeah. So that's Trevor Murdoch.
That guy's as white as it gets. Yeah. But still, I mean, not cool.
No, that's just not something you say.
Nah.
I understand that it was a joke, but it was not. It was not good.
It's not funny.
So yeah, he's gone now, and they've replaced him.
I'm not a Cornette fan, so. That's no big deal to me.
Yeah, I'm not either, and I do enjoy them. Bruce Pritchard making fun of Jim Cornette.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
That's wonderful.
By the way, they have replaced also in making Raw decent the last 2 weeks. They have replaced Dio Madden, who was fucking awful,
mm-hmm.
with Samoa Joe, who is delightful.
That's what I've heard. He is great. I actually haven't watched one of the episodes with him doing it.
He is.
And apparently it happened by accident. Like, they had to take Dio off to sell an injury or something
like
that.
Yeah, and I think that's when they realized they didn't need to bring him back.
Right. So they brought in Samoa Joe just to fill mm-hmm. the mic spot because they didn't want to leave a third mic. And apparently he destroyed it.
Yeah,
and
he's healing an injury. Like, yeah. Well, he's healing an injury. I'd rather him come back and wrestle.
Right.
Because he's one of the best guys on the mic,
yes.
Like as a bad guy.
But it makes sense, like that he's good in the mic and behind the desk.
But as a commentator, like as a heel commentator, he takes what Corey Graves tries so hard to do and makes it easy.
I think that's just because of his personality. I don't think it's anything particular. But
yeah.
Yeah. So the. That's been that's an interesting move, and he is healing an injury, but I could like kind of how Taz ended up there and stayed. I mean,
it probably will happen. However,
I know Joe wants to wrestle. That's the thing. There's a difference.
I would think that maybe he could
do both.
Lawler used to wrestle.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like he wasn't every week on Raw, but I mean, it's kind of hard to get into an angle while you're a commentator. That doesn't revolve around you're a commentator. But I would much rather have Joe wrestling.
Yeah.
but he's just so good as a commentator.
I'd like to see it go both ways. I mean, could they honestly put him on both shows and like make him wrestle on one and like wrestle on SmackDown and commentate on Raw?
That would be nice.
I don't know if he'd pull that schedule, but
I mean, he gets other wrestlers over. He does what a commentator is supposed to do. And that other guy, Vic Joseph, is so new to it.
Yeah.
That he doesn't know how to do what it takes yet. And then the King
is old school.
Yeah. He's the King is good. I think he gets shit on because he's old and old's not in nowadays. So.
Yeah. I mean, like, I get it. And then, but at the same time, I can see where it, like, I get both sides. Yeah. Like, I enjoy the King occasionally. I enjoyed the King more when he could be the horn dog that he actually is.
Yeah, and he like, drops comments once in a while, and they fucking ignore him.
They do. They really do.
Like, they don't even fuck it. It's not even like a, oh, King, or something like that. They flat out ignore him.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I get that they're ignoring him. Because it's a comment that probably shouldn't have been said. But at the same time, that's what made him him. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, the guy's had sex charges brought against him. So, you never know. What else is kind of cool or exciting we got Royal Rumble in January.
Tables, ladders, and chairs next week.
Yeah.
Which means, I guess, we will do a preview show for that.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. So we will do TLC.
We could talk a little bit about, like, maybe we're trying to do something for our one-year anniversary in January.
Yes.
Of the podcast. We've been friends for far longer than...
Oh, absolutely. Longer than 1 year.
12 years or 12, something yes. like that.
Almost 13 years, yeah. So, we could do... what we're trying to do is we're going to get some callers and some listeners as well as some previous guests to come on and say something, and we'll record a bunch of stuff. If you guys want to leave us a voicemail,
yes, please do.
The email or the voicemail is 951 Top Rope.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy to reach. It's 951-867-7673. If you leave us a voicemail, we can cut it down and we'll use you in our one year anniversary
palooza.
Yeah.
And I'm determined. I don't know how. I don't know if I can come through. I'm determined to get someone from the wrestling world to grant us an interview for that episode.
Somebody, just anybody from the wrestling
like
world?
Like a wrestler or someone that is recognizable in the wrestling world.
Okay. That's your goal?
Yes. I have someone in mind. I don't know. I've looked into it, so I don't know if it's as easy as I thought it would be.
Okay.
Because of agents and stuff.
Yeah, that's something you always have to go through, at least with the major wrestlers. Yeah. Although, you might be able to find somebody who's now in the indie world that was a big name at one point that you can reach out directly to.
So, hopefully I can get us. So hopefully I can come through on that.
We're going to get Duke the Dumpster.
Hopefully I don't lose that feud.
So, we'll definitely get some good interviews and some stuff. And that mic is just trying to attack you, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm trying to sit comfortably with this mic.
And you can't figure it out?
Yeah, I can't. It's
what if you put it to your side and
actually, I think we're good right now.
Okay. So,
it's more so my out of shapeness than the microphone.
So, we'll be doing, or we've got all kinds of stuff.
What do we want to call our 1 year? I don't remember when it was.
Our first episode, in case anyone wants to go all the way back and see, was on January something, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I think we did an episode, then I had a concert, and then we really picked up.
Let's see. Our first episode was titled The Beginning of the End.
Mm-hmm.
And it was put out there on January 18th, 2019.
So that whatever that week is.
Yes, January 18th. Hopefully we'll be going to NXT the following week.
Oh, that would be cool.
So let's see. I'm just trying to pull January. It will be January 17th.
Okay.
So day before.
Cool. So that
will be our 1 year anniversary. That's kind of exciting.
Maybe.
You realize how long we had talked about doing this before we actually did it?
2 years.
Yes. by the way, for those that don't know, me and Drew had a podcast before it was even known as podcasting. Yeah. We had an online radio show.
In 2007.
Yes.
No, 2008, I think we started.
Is that when we started?
No, because you started where we worked in July of 2007?
June.
All right. We probably started talking about it well before the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I would say, I wish I could get my hands on some of those old R&Ds.
Oh, there's a couple pieces and parts floating around YouTube.
Oh.
Not full episodes, but there are definitely some pieces.
I mean,
and parts.
I'm talking ones from like the Deltona house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure that there's at least one or two things floating around. Possibly.
Because the Stevening thing is from.
From the Avalon house.
Yeah, it's from over there.
So, but our first promo, I can pull up our first promo if you'd like to hear
it.
Oh,
please, please do. This has nothing to do with wrestling.
No,
everything to do with us.
It does. It has everything to do with us. Let's see if I can find it real fast.
The only thing I remember about that first episode is that we were fucking so excited to drink this Tiger Woods Gatorade.
Yes.
And, I forget what else. We were doing like 2 or 3 hours then, right?
Yeah, we were doing a lot.
We had a pretty live chat room because all of our, like, everyone we knew tuned in. And I was, to say the least, not as comfortable on the mic as I am nowadays. So listening to me talk on those was pretty funny because I'd be, the voice would get high pitched and.
Yes. Oh no, it was totally.
It was I wish I could get at least that first episode.
I'm trying to find 7 years ago. Let's see. This is our first promo 11 years ago.
Ooh.
This is a long
R&D Radio. Our listeners think we're better than most Latino stations.
Broadcasting live every Sunday at 8 p.m.
Wow.
Justin.tv/MKTuba.
We're terrible, so you don't have to be.
That was so 90s.
God, that's awful. Why would we put such things out there?
Oh, the first episode we have on here is from 9/6/2012. So it's 7 years ago. So that would have been that house.
That would have been the second incarnation of R&D.
Yes.
That would have been after I started working at Disney.
Yes. Well, sorry. We have the 10-year-old crank call. That was.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah. And we do have some other. I'm trying to think. We've got. We have some. We definitely have some episodes on here. Holy but Jesus. We also have me playing in high school, my 036. Yeah, how about that? And Mayhem on Mills from 3 months ago is on here.
Maybe we can get some people at Mayhem on Mills to do, like, record a little thing for us.
Maybe. We'll get some of the guys that have been on the show before. Like
happy 1 year.
Well, now we can get Dark Chuckles. He's Dark Chuckles.
He's a heel now?
I guess so. He got buried alive at the last Mayhem and came back evil.
Okay.
Well. So they've been running some promos.
That was my favorite interview that we've ever done.
I like that one, but I think I liked what's his face even better. The guy that we did before, the other crazy guy.
Beastly.
Yeah. And I love the fact that Beastly joined in on the Chuckles interview though. That was
yeah.
So, what do we got coming up? We have this won't be out in time, so we won't have Mayhem on Mills.
We enjoyed Mayhem on Mills.
We did enjoy Mayhem on Mills. We always enjoy Mayhem on Mills. We missed the last one, and we were sad about it, so that kind of sucked.
Which was Halloween-themed.
It was Halloween-themed, and I could have done some really cool shit.
Yes.
Because I have lots of Halloween shit. It was outdoors, though, and this one's back indoors. I like indoors.
I appreciate air conditioning.
I do, too. We will... if you want, we're going to have the video up so you guys can watch the video on our Twitch channel. I'll see if I can throw it to YouTube after we're done, too, so that you guys can watch all of Mayhem on Mills. We will have some live video. I have new camera mounts and stuff that we can do stuff with, so that'll be good.
We don't have the thing that has to stick to something.
No, we have a clip.
Oh, awesome.
With a gooseneck.
And if those two I'm not gonna say crazies on the air.
You just said crazies on the air.
I know. I did that on purpose.
I know.
If those two,
we'll cut that out.
If those two, mark for edit. If those two cuckoos are there this time, we're interviewing them.
Okay.
All right. If they're gonna use our freaking podcast as a personal charging station, they're gonna get on the mic and we're gonna find out all about them.
We can do that. We can definitely do that.
And I want to find out why the female had a Seth Rollins screensaver on her phone.
Because she loves her some Seth Rollins.
Yeah, but who has, like most people's screensaver on their phone is, like, them and their significant other or their children or their pet or or in my...
I have my kid.
Or in my case, who's not married and has no kids. Just a picture that I took at a Less Than Jake concert.
Well, that is your love. You've seen them more than any woman you've ever...
That's true. I've spent more nights with them than I have with any woman.
So, yeah, I think that's all I got. Anything you want to go ahead and plug our social media?
Yeah, go to Top Rope Wrestling Podcast, and that would be our Instagram, at Instagram. You can go to our Facebook page, which is Top Rope Wrestling. And
Top Rope Wrestling Podcast, yep. Or Top Rope Wrestling.
Join our group, chat.
Yeah.
If you guys start chatting,
like
we'll,
the page.
We'll join in.
Yeah, or we'll
say,
you know,
some shit.
Yeah, I always talk when people start chatting.
Yeah,
maybe we can start doing, if one of us can watch live, we can start doing threads Monday.
Oh, well, that's one thing where we're going to go into our like year thing. So, like, I guess starting with the new season, I should have my microphone at home so we could actually do pay-per-view wrap-ups.
Yes.
And I actually get out of work early now so we can do pay-per-view wrap-ups
on a different
in a decent hour.
Yes, absolutely. So, then also on Twitter, we have Top Rope Wrestling without the G because it's too long. Mm-hmm. And then we have, the website, which is toproperwrestling.com, where you can find all of our links, yep, and all of our podcasts. And,
or you can go to iTunes or Google Play or,
yeah, any, Spotify. Anywhere you can find podcasts.
Are we on iHeartRadio?
We are not on the iHeartRadio podcast, or iHeartRadio as of yet. I mean, we probably could be.
Do you know how we go about doing that?
I'm sure I can figure it out.
Cool.
So I will look into that. And yeah, I think that's all we got.
That's
it.
Pretty much all I got today.
So peace, guys. Gotta get out of here.
Enjoy your tater tots.
They were delicious.
They were good.